Welcome back. This is Mark Steiner, right here on The Mark Steiner Show, on your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA, 88.9 FM, the voice of the community. Every Friday, we hear a commentary from Koli Tangela on our world. He's president of Tangela Edutainment, where he uses theater, film, and new media for positive social change. He's an instructor and creator of the Positive Social Change Theater Performing Arts Program at Augusta Fells Savage Institute of Visual Arts High School. He was also an Open Society Fellow in 2010. And here's Tangela's take.
I don't give a touchdown to a home run to a slam dunk about sports. Grown men running around in satin shorts, leaping into the air, meaning basketball, or wearing multicolored spandex with crash dummy helmets with a dental retainer, meaning football, is like watching a bad community theater production of Les Miserables or Rent. And to add insult to injury, we pay some of these people millions of dollars to play games. I tell you this, if there was a national hide-and-seek association, I would be worth millions. I'm 53 years old, and there are still people trying to find me from games I was playing in the fifth grade. Oh, yes, I was good. With that said, it should be taken as a genuine miracle that I am excited about football season this year. And the only reason for that is because of San Francisco 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick's brave, righteous, and intelligent act of protest of conscience, of not standing during the playing or performing of this country's national anthem before the playing of a game. This is one of the most benign, passive forms of protest, simply being silent and refusing to participate in something that is wrong. So white America, why are you and some ignorant black African folk geeking like Colin Kaepernick slapped the right-wing rhetoric out of Ann Coulter's imbecilic mouth? Burned the flag, took candy from a white baby, and kicked a blind veteran seeing eye dog? Or is it more about an African black man that appears to have everything taking a stand by kneeling down that he supports the struggle of freedom of the oppressed? And off the gridiron, he is as vulnerable as Corinne Gaines or Freddie Gray, that he could be murdered by so-called law enforcement. Just a few months ago, we were singing the praises of the late, great Muhammad Ali. But as I have mentioned before, there was a time when Muhammad Ali wasn't thought of as some great, big, gigantic, cuddly symbol of freedom and equality. He was despised and hated because he took a stand. And now, Colin Kaepernick is kneeling down to take a stand as well and being vilified for it. He's not saying a word or doing anything, simply refusing to stand as a song, supposedly the national anthem, declaring freedom for all people is not true. Because each and every day, sadly, we see video after video, hear report after report of law enforcement in this country murdering another black African person. So I think we should all join the example of Colin Kaepernick and take a knee against the wretchedness of this world. Take a knee against racism. Take a knee against inequality. Take a knee against poverty. Take a knee against homophobia. Take a knee against sexism. Take a knee against evil. And then take a pause and let us all stand up to make this world a better place for all of us. My name's Koli Tangela, and that's my take.